and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen, hello.
Or should we say West End Wendy?
Oh, Suze, please, oh, stop it.
Oh, friends, I went on Friday and I felt like I was in Dirty Dancing because I had the time of my life. It was so good. It was so good. I mean, I've seen it once before, but of course, when you're watching your, you know, one of your bestest friends in the whole wide world play an aging aristocrat, it is going to get better. You can just see that you're having so much fun. But I think the whole cast, it's so infectious.
Oh, that's so nice to hear.
It's so infectious. We had a wonderful time.
It was a very special show when you guys came in. Thank you. It was a really lovely experience and a really... It's flying by. It's nearly over, really. But
yeah, you've got a week and a bit.
I'm in my last quarter of it, yeah. Yeah. It's been just so much fun and such a lovely experience and such a lovely learning experience. And everybody's been very generous to me in the cast. So it's just been great. I've just loved it. I've loved the little chats we've been all having and the little catch-ups and the little routine of getting in there. And I've loved being tired as well from it. You know, even when I'm after the double show weekend, I'm like exhausted, but I like that exhaustion.
Yes. I was quite starstruck when I came to your dressing room afterwards.
Well, of course.
But of course, I always am when I see you. But also seeing the cast.
Oh, my goodness.
Really,
yeah.
Like, oh my God, you're so talented.
I was glad so many of them said hello. Yeah, because they
are. You're also clever.
They are so clever, aren't they? And they, I don't know, they're also very humble with it, really. They're very kind of, they're very, very kind people and very hardworking people. They're so amazing in what they kind of bring to the stage. And then they're just like, pop on their coat. Off you go home. Like,
yes.
Like, why are you not going to Elton John's party or something?
They're like, oh no, I'm just getting the tube.
Yeah. I don't know why Elton John's party would be the thing that people would go.
Because that's where you dream of going.
That's where I'd go.
Of course.
Yeah.
And I also met some like-minded friends.
Oh, did you now?
In the audience, yes. I met some clangs. I met our friend that plays the cello teacher.
Wow.
I said cello.
Cello to you. Limoncello.
I met the twins. They know who they are because they're twins.
Okay.
They're big fans of the pod. And I met a bunch of other people when I was eating an ice cream. Very nice ice cream.
Oh, good to hear
Criterion.
That.
I highly recommend the ice cream at the Criterion.
There used to be an ice cream parlor in Sydenham called the Criterion, and the ice cream we sell is called Criterion Ice Cream. I mean, that is also the name of the theatre, but...
Do you think there's a link?
I wonder if they're linked to the one in Sydenham. I don't know. Oh, Susie's having a smoothie, some sort of berry smoothie.
I'm smoothieing.
She's smoothies now.
I've got protein in it.
What, separate? Like a powder?
Yeah.
Susie, what are you trying to do? Become Henge?
Well, I don't know. I don't know that there's a lot of protein in my diet. My diet. And so now I'm trying to, I don't know. I feel like I'm trying to be healthy.
Yeah. I respect it, yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you not think we should all just be smoking and drinking and having a laugh?
Well, of course. that would be my advice. No, it would not.
Tom's five a day is cigars.
Yeah, I actually smoke a cigar. That's how my voice has got to be so gravelly. I think that's great. Well, I think anything that's like considering what we're consuming is probably a good thing, isn't it?
I think you're probably right.
I said someone who eats a lot of sugar and bread, which
sugar.
Is all sugar, isn't it?
I mean, I brought you sugary bread. I brought you donuts to the
stage. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that was a lovely treat. And I did absolutely inhale those. I just sometimes just crave some sugar, but of course, that's my life as a dancer.
Talk to me about your life as a dancer. Where did you train?
So I trained at Bird. Is that a place?
You went to Bird. Oh, right, yeah. Yeah, Bird's a place.
Dorian Bird.
Yes, great. I believe so.
I trained there. I went there for ballet, really, but ended up actually focusing much more on jazz.
And hip-hop. And hip-hop, did you say?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't. I didn't know that you did commercial dance as well. That's great.
Yeah, I do commercial dance. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what you're going into after this show?
I'm going to be going into a tour of Stomp.
Mm.
Yeah, which of course is big in tap, actually. But
yeah, of course. And you love to sweep.
And I love to tidy. So I just think that's a show that...
It's an obvious show for you, isn't it?
Perfect for me, yeah. Natural show.
Oh, I'm really pleased
it's
for you.
It's comedy. So, yeah, so, you know, it's going well, really. All in all. I would love to have more of a life of a dancer. I like doing a warm-up every day.
Yeah. They all can really dance and they all can really sing, can't they? I mean, it's... Mm.
No questions.
No questions. Mm. I think the life of someone that is a dancer, I think it's quite... Not the life. The career can be quite short.
Yeah, that's why I have to maximise it now.
Yeah, of course, before you get into your 40s.
Yeah, before I get really into my 40s, I need to maximise my dancing.
Your dancing, of course.
But it is quite a short-lived thing, isn't it? They work very hard, dancers.
Yeah, I mean, it's... I was really surprised that Karen from Strictly was 42, because she's stepping down.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, that's... I mean, she's amazing, don't get me wrong. I don't think she's stepping down because of her age. I'm sure it's a whole bunch of other things, but she's so brilliant. But I think that's really rare.
Yeah.
Really rare.
Some people do make it a bit further, don't they? I think as well, it's such hard work and you're put under such pressure all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's not an easy life at all.
Oh, no. No, I think it's quite a hard life. It's like you're an athlete, really, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah, that you're is true, athlete. Really, yeah. I mean, when you think, yeah, I mean, great fun, of course, and fabulous times.
Well, it depends what you're doing. Do you think doing Swan Lake's fun?
Yeah, I don't know if they're having... I mean, you'd like to think they're having a laugh, but I think they're probably quite serious.
It all seems a bit serious, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But maybe they are. Maybe the Royal Ballet is an absolute hoot.
Yeah, maybe they're all just absolutely giggling away.
Yeah, when they're, you know... Maybe they're pulling faces when they cross, you know, to each other in the...
Oh, do you think? Yeah.
That'd be fun, wouldn't
it? They make a mistake. I mean, I've heard dancers say before, like, which I think is a good life lesson, actually, and everybody can have this, leave it on the floor. So if you make a mistake, even in rehearsal, did you ever hear this? Leave it on the floor.
No.
So you trip up, you're doing a, what's that turn that people do, a pirouette. Yeah. You're practicing your pirouettes. You keep going, because otherwise, if you stop... Then you're training your body to stop every time you make a mistake. So you dance through it, which I think is nice, right?
I thought you were going to say the other one that you love to say, which is strong and wrong.
Strong and wrong. We always say that. Well, they always say that to me. But yeah. Because, you know, the world takes you at your own valuation. You look confident. People will be like, yeah, he's confident.
Well, I guess that's what he does. I guess he does a different leg to everyone else.
I guess he just does it on a different leg. Did I do that on Friday when I did the legs around the wrong way? That's the only time I've ever done that on the stepping across the stage. I just did it.
I don't know.
I was out of... Was it Friday?
I didn't notice it.
There was one when I was like slightly out of sequence with the entire rest of the cast. And the only way I can do it is jump and cross my legs.
Wrong
and wrong. Yeah. It's in character as well.
Of course.
But, you know, people make mistakes.
That's okay.
But, I've kind of leave it on the floor. You just carry on. Don't dwell on it. Don't dwell on the mistakes.
Leave it on the floor.
Everybody makes mistakes. The good people know how to keep going through them. So leave it on the floor. Everybody do that today. Leave it on the floor.
Is it leave it on the floor and also burn the floor? Is that a dancing thing?
Oh, I don't know.
Do they burn the floor? I think that might be a Latin thing.
Oh, is that as in like you do a really good job? You set fire.
Like, burn the floor.
To fire to the rain.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm. Exactly that. Mm. Tom, we've had so many lovely letters.
What a lovely bulging postbag we have. Yeah.
We really do. I'm going to start here. Hello. You may or may not remember that I sent an email below a year ago, which was read out, absolutely making my day. It talked about the joy of seeing Tom and the cast of Titanic on my telly for Red Nose Day. Well, imagine my extreme, capitals, excitement when Tom was announced to be in the cast. I immediately booked to see it for the second time. Brackets, the joke you made about being there for ticket sales was very apt. And last week had the time of my life. As many have said, I was absolutely beside myself with joy watching you excel at something that you're clearly born to do. Your diction was fantastic, singing great, and comedy chops incomparable. The rant had us in absolute hysterics, and I can't imagine anyone more suited to the role. It's a weirdly parasocial thing to feel proud of someone you've never met, but I couldn't help myself. I practically jumped up for a standing ovation at the end. I'm going to see it again my next week with my very heavily pregnant bestie, hoping that Mummy Loves You speech doesn't send her into labour. Lots of love, Olivia.
Well, Olivia, what a lovely message to get. Thank you for that.
Oh my gosh. To elaborate on the Pompey 1986 Amdram link mentioned below, I was in the Portsmouth Players for a bit and went to the feeder primary school to St. Edmunds. We must have pals in common.
Oh my goodness, Susie, the past is catching up with you.
Oh my gosh, it really is.
Wow, do you know that person at all?
I don't know. I mean, I guess we must have crossed paths at some point.
Oh goodness, it's like surprise, surprise, isn't it?
Surprise, 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 surprise.
Do you remember you were in Portsmouth Players together back in?
Well, I loved Portsmouth Players. Well, it was honestly.
Was it?
Like, it was.
Life.
It was life. Mm. It gave me life. Mm. I think that's the thing. It gave me life. I absolutely loved Portsmouth Players. Yeah. Well, I was in the Junior Amateur Dramatic Society.
Wonderful. Oh, wonderful.
It was absolutely brilliant.
Mm, it's the community, the camaraderie, the fun.
It really was. It really was. And I think it's so exciting doing shows with other people. That's one thing that I do miss from doing stand-up. That's why I love having my tour manager, Joe, because it makes us feel like we're a little team.
Yes, well, this is it.
But it really is just you out there.
Mm, it's very different.
Like, if it goes wrong, it's you. If it goes great, it's you.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the having other people is, you know.
Mm.
People who need people.
Well, it's lovely. Yeah, that is true, isn't it? And enjoying being on a good team is a really special thing.
It's lovely to be on a team. It's lovely to feel part of something.
To feel part of something. Isn't that what all of us dream of?
Isn't it what we're all looking for?
Well, Zach's been in touch. From the United States.
Oh, huge.
Greetings from Chicago, Susie and Tom. Tom's recent reference to the Titanic warm-ups being akin to a Jane Fonda workout had me flashing back to my younger self. It was the early 90s, and the zeitgeist was filled with celebrity fitness VHS tapes. We all remember it. As a woman in her mid-30s who wanted to do the least whilst feeling like she was doing the most, my mother purchased Jane Fonda's latest VHS, which lovingly found its permanent home in the VCR player of a guest room that doubled as her fitness room. That was very much a 90s thing, wasn't it? To have a spare room, which was also a fitness room. I suppose people do it now to an extent. I distinctly recall developing a Pavlovian response when I would see her carpooling into the driveway after work. Without hesitation, I was dashing up the stairs to push the rewound tape back into the VCR so that Jane's hand clap intro and motivational warm-up would be complete by the time my mum had changed into her workout gear. She never bothered with that faff anyway, just strictly got down to business. Is this gay culture? Anyway, yes, it is. I can't tell you how much it is. Anyway, thank you both for keeping us all of us like-minded friends company each week, despite your increasingly busy schedules, including a link to the video here in case you'd like to spend a little time with Jane this week.
Oh, I know she's a like-minded friend
as well. Much love from the States. Zach, oh my goodness, thank you for that link. I probably will do that. Oh, I remember those fitness tapes.
She's so great, Jane Fonda.
Isn't she a hero?
I would kind of do anything she told me to do. If she was like...
And tell her that.
Yeah, no, I know. She'll go wild with
power. She might go wild for it. She's always been outspoken, hasn't she? Yeah, she's always
spoken. Yeah, she's great. She's always spoken up for the right things. Tom, I always forget what a Pavlovian response is. Could you remind me?
I think it's Pavlov's... Is it Pavlov's dog or Pavlov's cat? I can't remember.
I think it's Pavlov's dog and Schrodinger's cat.
Oh, so Pavlov's dog was... When the dog was fed, they rang a bell. Trained the dog so that whenever they heard a bell, they assumed the food, they'd be given food. So it sort of reversed an intuition. I think it was an experiment in intuition. So they rang the bell when the dog was getting
after
fed anyway.
Fed him.
Yeah, just while they were feeding, or just before they fed it.
And then it became.
And then every time the dog heard the bell, just assumed he was getting food.
Dinner.
Yeah, he associated the bell with food rather than just food on itself. I think that's a bad explanation of it, but I'm sure.
But it's lovely to get a bad explanation.
Lovely to get a bad explanation of Pavlov's dog. Yeah.
Pavlov's dog. Well, let me tell you, Darren's been in touch.
What does Darren say?
Dearest Susie and Tom, I'm writing to you both after seeing Titanic today. Oh, Tom, dear. I have to say your singing ability and comic timing are so sharp. They should probably come with a health and safety warning. You were absolutely incredible. However, I wanted to send a quick note regarding the medical emergency that occurred during today's performance.
Yes, we did have that, yes.
It was a serious moment that delayed the show for some time, and I felt it was important to acknowledge the incredible work of the front of house staff in managing the situation.
Yes.
I also wanted to shout out the sheer professionalism of the entire cast. Your reactions were instantaneous, and the way you all managed to restart the energy of such a high-octane show after such a difficult hiatus was a masterclass in The Show Must Go On. We know how hard that shift must be, but you handled it with total grace. Tom, you're a genuinely gifted actor, and I hope this is the beginning of a long run of West End or even Broadway musicals for you. I must insist on one contractual rider for all feature roles, though.
Okay.
You must wear a set of pearls and seagulls on your head at all times.
Okay, I'll do it.
It really pulls the ensemble together.
It really does.
Wishing the best to the person involved in the medical emergency. Bye, 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 bye. And that's Darren.
Darren, thank you for referencing that. Yeah, that was quite a moment on the weekend we had in the matinee.
Someone had a something and did you just have to... what happens in that scenario? Does an usher say, stop the show?
No, I wasn't on stage at the time, but they just... Right. Everybody just stops and the cast walk off and then they bring in the iron, as it is called.
Yes, of course.
The person needed a paramedic. So they came, right. I think, quite swiftly, actually.
That's good.
And so, but...
But how do the cast know? Just like a stage manager
on this occasion, somebody was called for help from the audience.
So okay.
So they just...
No. But of course you have to consider all those things, don't you?
Yes. Which
I guess the layman and someone that hasn't experienced that at the theatre wouldn't know, but... Thank you, Darren, for highlighting that.
Well, I will pass that on. They'll enjoy that.
You should to the front of house team. They were all lovely, actually.
Oh, good. Yes, they are very nice people.
So nice.
Well, we see them a lot because, as a show, we sort of cross around the back of the auditorium all the time.
Yes. Yes, I saw you down.
Oh, did you? Oh, you saw us.
Yes. And your anorak at the beginning.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Bit of anorak acting, yes.
Yes, I didn't know that you did anorak acting.
Yeah, he can do it all, you know. He can wear all manner of outfits.
Gosh, that is impressive, Tom.
He's impressive. One thing you cannot deny. But, thank you for that, Darren. I shall definitely pass that on. Well, I have a message here from James.
Oh.
Hi, both me again. Oh, don't mind this. Sorry to keep bothering you, but I had to write in again. Fine. Oh, lovely. During his off-script rant on Friday, brackets, it wasn't a rant, but rather a compilation of very true observations. Amongst other things, Tom mentioned a certain supplier of simple cremations. This afternoon, I was doing some musical admin whilst hubby Chris was baking. Brackets, got to keep up with the gay stereotypes, haven't we? The telly was on in the kitchen, an advert came on. Brackets, why does everything have to be sponsored by everything? True.
Because no one's got any money.
Yes, I think that's what pays for it. Advertising one of these cremation providers. I realise you won't be able to air these adverts, but it had the worst jingle attached to it too. Talk about bad taste. Now, I've told you that I'm a cello teacher, but for 23 years, I was also a funeral director. Bracket, long story. Hubby is an aesthetician, brackets, waxes men. Lots of stories, inverted commas, in our household.
Sorry, what's an
aesthetician? It waxes men. So wherever men need to be waxed, which I imagine is quite a lot of places.
Oh, as in like a beautician?
Like a beautician, I guess, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
When you said waxes men, do you know where my brain went?
Madame Tussauds.
Of course. Of exactly. Course.
Yes, of course. I see that.
I thought, oh, he's at Madame Tussauds.
Maybe just wax is lyrical.
Maybe that too. We wax for lyrical sometimes, don't we?
We do. God, the whole time. If you haven't seen it, although it's quite old now, I definitely recommend watching the American series 6 Feet Under. Oh, yes. Mm. One of the main characters is a like-minded friend, David. Yes, I remember David. I'd never watched it, but I was aware that he was... one of us, played by Michael C. Hall of Dexter fame. Oh, yes. Mm. The pilot of the season 5 drama featured spoof ads for funeral-related paraphernalia. I'll attach screen grabs for reference, but you won't be able to air those. But the advert this afternoon reminded me of these spoof ones. Anyway, we'll sign off now, and sorry for rambling. All the byes, James. James!
But James, we love hearing from you.
We love getting these little missives, and what an interesting life you're leading.
Yes, to go from a funeral director to a cellist. Well, I suppose both quite somber.
Very somber, yeah. You don't get that much upbeat cello, do you?
No, I suppose, is that when it becomes the double bass?
Well, perhaps when it goes really low. Boom, 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 then, yeah, you don't get that boom, so much boom, with the cello. Just get
no. How different are they?
I don't, probably quite. About 2 foot, yeah.
Oh, is it as much as that?
I don't know. They're quite. I mean, I didn't know the exact range, but the cello is supposed to be the closest instrument to the human voice.
Well, yes, of course. Well, that's why I want one. I want someone to duet with.
Oh, exactly. You could do some Barbra Streisand.
Oh, Papa, can you hear me?
Oh, yes.
Can I highlight another thing from the show that I, yes. Well, I sort of did realise, but I did, so much of it is improvised, isn't it?
Oh, there's a fair amount, yeah.
Mm. There was a moment where you were doing something very funny and the girl playing Rose sort of slightly corpsed, which I absolutely love to see in those sorts of things. Obviously, if you were doing a straight play, it wouldn't work. But in that sort of thing, when the audience is all in on it.
Yes.
I mean, I say straight play, that sounds like this is a gay play, which it is. I think we can all agree.
Absolutely.
But there was a moment when you were really tickling her, not literally. And it was really joyous trying to watch her hold it together.
Well, they are so, like, because it all has to be played so straight in order for it to work. Do you know what I mean? Like, it has to be so, everyone has to be taking it so seriously as a story. Yeah. Otherwise, the humour doesn't work. In that moment, there's a little bit of leeway where it's quite fun to...
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I didn't realise that there's a bit that... is it Astra that plays Celine?
Astrid, yeah.
Astrid.
Astrid Harris, shout out.
She is so talented, isn't she?
So clever.
And the girl that plays Rose. Oh, they're just
amazing,
phenomenal.
Aren't they? Amazing. Everybody's amazing scenes.
Oh, and the woman that plays...
Molly Brown?
Molly Brown.
Oh.
And all the boys as well, of course.
And the boys.
Yeah. And the boys, you know, can't forget men.
No.
There's a bit that she improvises where she's telling a story and the characters have to lip sync with her. And I didn't realise that she does different versions of it and changes it
she's
up because... And I thought, it's such a clever thing from the team because it's such a great way to keep everyone on their toes.
Yes, that's true.
I think, especially if you're doing sort of a 6 month run in something.
Yeah, yeah.
You must get to a point when I'm not saying phoning it in, but you are, you know, you're in a rhythm of it in that you do it exactly the same every single night. But it is joyous to watch things happen in the moment and to feel like as an audience, you're getting something that feels a bit special or a bit different, or this is happening tonight and it's live.
That's definitely, part of the fun with it. Yeah. People like that, that sort of silliness for sure. Mm. Yeah. It is like testament to everybody really that they do. Yeah. Kind of just go along with it and enjoy that kind of bonkersness of it. But yeah, it is great, great fun to be part of.
Do you think you're going to get the post-show blues?
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to miss it. Yeah.
It's hard, those things, isn't it? It's sort of like coming back from a really great holiday.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you just go, oh.
Yeah.
But I'm not Wendy anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I definitely will miss that. I've been keeping a diary to try and hold on to every beat of it. But,
oh, that's such a good idea.
Try and remember. I mean, there's a few shows I've missed, but yeah, try
but I think that's
make
fine.
A note on every show just so there's something I can cling to.
Yes, when you're an old man.
Old, old man.
That's really lovely. Well, Tom, Wendy, whoever you are, I know you know you've got all the things you need to do before tonight's performance, warming up the instrument.
Well, of course, they're probably going to start warming up the clack, which is what somebody called the clack voice.
Enjoy your last quarter.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
As I've said, and as so many of our dear, like-minded friends who have written have said, you're doing a wonderful job and we're very proud of you.
Well, it was a very special show when you guys came in.
Well, I had a little cry at the end.
Oh, my God, because it was so bad.
Because you must celebrate your friends.
Oh, you are so kind to me. Well, I was so thrilled to have you. I was...
you sounded about 100 then.
You are kind.
You're so kind to me.
It's been 8 or 4 years. You are so kind. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
No,
this
it was
been
really
wonderful.
Special.
It really has. Special. It's been wonderful.
You've been wonderful. You've been very good.
You've been lovely. I've been Tom Allen. Good night.
Good night. Susie, thank you very much. And
you're very welcome.
Well, I look forward to catching up with you next week, of course.
I should have thought so.
Through the
Absolutely.
Week.
Oh, have a nice Easter.
Oh, happy Easter. I'll be
I hope
watching
you get lots
Easter
of eggs.
Parade. I will be watching Easter Parade in my Easter parade.
In your bonnet.
In my Easter bonnet with all the frills upon it.
What would your favourite egg be?
Well, it's a toughie, but I do like just a normal egg. I don't need anything in particularly inside it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just like any chocolate. What's your favourite?
I like white chocolate.
Oh, do you? I've got some white chocolate downstairs.
Well, now you tell me.
Now I see.
I've got a white lint bunny, and I think they're hard to beat.
Oh, okay.
It's in the fridge waiting for me this weekend.
Oh.
So, yes.
Well, don't eat it before Sunday.
I wouldn't dare. I wouldn't dare. Right, if I don't see you through the window.
I'll see you through the week, Suze, but have a lovely Easter, everybody.
You too.
And we'll see you soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye, 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 bye.
Bye, 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 bye. Thank you.